bringing you a common sense and fresh perspective to creating a just society. This is Common Sense on Social Justice. You'll get equipped with the tools you need to carry out social justice right where you are. Now, here's the host of Common Sense on Social Justice, Michael Davis.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm so thankful for you. And I hope you're having a good Christmas time of the year. We have arrived to Christmas 2025. Hard to believe. I can remember Christmas 1985, and it's like, wow, we're at Christmas 2025 here. I want to talk today about coming away to the manger. It is the darkest time of the year. I live above the 45th parallel, so it's even darker than it is in a lot of places. At least the daylight is shorter. But it is Christmas time. It's that time to see the light break through and the days to get longer. We are exhausted at this time of the year. Our bank accounts are broke. The daylight is thin, and we're just done with it all. Why do we do this to ourselves as humans? Why do we run the endless circle of chasing after the wind? Today, I call you to come away. To walk with me to a tiny manger, to a helpless infant, to God, who comes to us vulnerable, impoverished, unwanted. Observe with me the wisdom of God made flesh. In the Gospels, we are introduced to a Savior, a Messiah who is not born into royalty, yet is King of Kings, who is so poor as to be born among the animals, yet possesses the universe, who is not given the advantages of an Ivy League education, yet has all knowledge. Observe the One. Observe your Creator. Sit. Be silent. Observe. And as we observe, let's think of, for just a moment, as a side note, the lies that we are told. The lies of all the commercials that bombard us this time of year. One of the lies of the commercials is, you're getting a great deal. Well, I have a better deal to offer you. Don't buy it at all, and you will really save money. Another lie we're told by the commercials is that buying this product at this price today saves you money. Well, I've got news for you. You cannot save money if you're spending it. The only way to save money is to not spend it at all. Or the marketing companies tell us that you need this product to be happy. No. You buy this product and your misery remains. The noise of holidays. Wow, holidays are noisy, are they not? Holidays raise your blood pressure. They turn you into a consumer. Holidays shorten your lifespan due to stress. Holidays leave you financially poorer than you were. Now, am I sounding like Ebenezer Scrooge? Maybe. However, what I hope to sound like is a prophet. One who cries out in the wilderness of marketing, Christmas music, swiping of credit cards, and to ask you to come with me to the dark, quiet manger of God made flesh, to Emmanuel. God's kingdom is not of this world. St. John warns us to not be part of the things of this world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of what one has, their position. St. John and St. Paul calls us away to the manger, to the One who, being in very nature God, chose to let go of that identity. Christ did not let go of the nature of being God, but he let go of the identity to become man, to humble himself and to become poor, so that we might be rich in heavenly things. Come away. Step out of the crowd. Set down your shopping bags, your computer, your smartphone, your vehicle that is decked out in modern conveniences. Step away and come walk through the fields and find an infant who can bring you true happiness, true wealth, true peace, true life. Stand with me as we observe the meaning of life, the true wisdom, the one whose thoughts, ways, and wisdom are infinitely higher than those of the philosophers of this world. Turn off your social media. Step away from human opinion. Walk away from social media influencers and come stand with me and see the one who in wisdom and true power brought forth from nothing the planets, the stars, the suns, the galaxies, who created a complex system, a universe with just a thought, who created the complex bodies of creatures with their complex internal systems out of clay. The one who calls you to come away from the madness of the world and to follow in the footsteps of the saints, who laid it all aside to walk empty-handed in the steps of the one who could truly lead them to living water. Let this Christmas season be a return for you, a return to the manger, a return to his church, a return to the quietness and simplicity that is God. Let the human-made songs of Christmas cheer and pumpkin pie be drowned out by the songs of angels appearing to shepherds. Let the human-made movies of romantic love being found at Christmas time disappear into oblivion as you discover the infinite love of the one who left heaven to find you. Discover the one who loves you with an intimacy and a unity as you have never experienced before. Let the desire for human gifts be extinguished and you receive the gift given to you by the Heavenly Father. Let the stress of being a mother at Christmas time melt away as you fall into the arms of the Blessed Mother, the woman who gave birth to God made flesh. Let go of the need for everything to turn out perfectly this holiday season and come to the one who can make you perfect. Let go of the trends of social justice and come to the manger to see the one who is justice and peace, the Prince of Peace. Let this holiday season be the one when you return to what matters, to the one who matters more than anything. Let this be the year that you return to your Creator who loves you and desires you. Let this be the year that you turn away from the madness, that you come away from the chasing after the wind. When you come away from the expectations and demands of the world system, the demands of the holiday season, the noise, the rushing around, the exhaustion of it all. Yeah, let this be the year that you come away from that and slowly walk alone, quietly. Feel the fresh air all around you. And then look up. See the animals. Look at the camels, the cows, the sheep, all obediently bowing to their creator. See the shepherds. Hear the angels. See Mary and Joseph. And then cast away all of your idols in your mind, your false gods. Cast them away as you look down into a feeding trough with hay and see a vulnerable, helpless infant. See the one who created you. See the one who called the planet Mars into existence, the planet Venus with all of its vast systems, the one who created the Milky Way galaxy, the one who created hundreds of billions of galaxies far flung into the universe. See the one who brought the sun into being. In this infant, see the one who loves you, who desires you, who left all of the glory of heaven to come and find you. The one who has never given up on you, even when you gave up on yourself. The one who has been with you all along, even when you felt so alone. See the one who does not grab for the world's power, the world's wealth. Rather, see the poor infant in the feeding trough who possesses all knowledge, all power, and yet desires you and wants you to be part of his eternal kingdom, his eternal agenda of peace, righteousness, justice. Come, come away. Leave the crowds. Leave the noise and come away to the manger. We talk much about creating a just society right where you are. The only way to really understand what that looks like is to come to the manger. The only way to know what it is to see the one who moved into our neighborhood here on earth. And that's what happened. We talk about creating a just society in our neighborhood. God moved into our neighborhood here on earth. He became one of us and shows us the way of justice and peace through his life by healing the sick, by welcoming the stranger, by bringing in the rejected. Death and resurrection. It's all part of this kingdom. It's all part of the story. Come away and renew your relationship with Emmanuel, God with us, as you continue your journey of creating a just society right where you are. Merry Christmas. Truly, I wish you a Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to Common Sense on Social Justice with your host, Michael Davis. A common sense and fresh perspective to creating justice where you are. Share your comments and questions with Michael by emailing sjcommonsense@gmail.com. That's sjcommonsense@gmail.com.